Om Shanti. Welcome to this beautiful session. And this is a university and a school, Baba says, right? And we have four subjects in our university. That's knowledge, yoga, dharana and seva. And even in today's Murli, Baba said that people pay attention to doing seva through words, right? Yes, we pay attention to service and also to knowledge. But the most neglected subject that we can say is the subject of dharana. And Baba emphasizes this because we are becoming deities, right? We have an aim and objective. So unless and until if this subject is not strong in our life, so we won't be able to claim high status in the future, golden age. So we have come with this beautiful topic today, strengthening the subject of dharana. And who else other than Nirmala Didi to emphasize on this beautiful subject? We all know the life of Didi. She is an embodiment of dharana. And Baba always calls her as Nirmal Ashram. It's like inbuilt. She didn't have to do a lot of efforts in this subject, but it was very natural for Didi to inculcate all the points of knowledge that Baba was giving her. So now we invite Didi. Didi, welcome for this session.
Om Shanti. As Mama was telling this morning, our Gyan and Yoga, that subject is good, and we are doing Mansa and service through words. But we are lacking in dharana because we have to serve others through our virtues. So we have to be embodiment of virtues. So our all subjects depend on each other. Unless we have jnana, we can't have yoga. Unless we have yoga, we can't have dharana. And unless there is dharana, there won't be so much service. Because people want to see the example. They don't just want to hear the words, but example. And our aim is to be all virtuous, 16 celestial degrees complete, completely viceless. So to develop deity sanskars in Sangham Yoga, we need to be, first of all, soul conscious. Then remember Baba. And then we can become deities.
Didi, the subject of dharana is a subject where many BKs find it very challenging. Some even say it's the most difficult subject to get full marks of 100%. So please give your comments on this.
Yes, this subject is challenging, dharana. And difficult to get 100% marks. Especially having complete purity in thoughts, actions, and even dreams. And especially married people whose partner is not in dhyana has more difficulty following celibacy. And they are tortured a lot. So there is difficulty.
Didi, can you please comment how good dharana is so important in the subject of relationships in Brahmin family and good communication within other Brahmins?
In order to have good relationship with BK family as well as Laukik family, good dharana is essential. Many Laukiks come to Jnana after seeing the transformation of Brahmins, or after seeing that transformation, the partner cools down and doesn't oppose. And many Brahmins have left Jnana when they see the instruments or senior Brahmins are not so sweet and loving and dharana yukta. So when they are not having dharana, they say, what's the point? After leaving so many things, because we have to renounce diet and sleep and parties and everything. So they say, after doing all these things, if you haven't changed, why should I try also? So it's very essential to have dharana.
Yes. Will this dharana, how far is this dharana effective in the communication also? In communication also?
Naturally, if somebody is rough, not sweet, not loving, then people don't want to be friendly or communicate with them. Or they are afraid that I will be told off. So communication also, it's very essential.
It has to be very sweet. Didi, Baba often say we need to be all virtuous to come at the beginning of the cycle or in attaining a high status. How can we be able to imbibe all the virtues in this short period of time? Did you suggest us some methods to achieve this?
Last few years, Baba has said now the sign of too late is already there. So those who have only few years or came late, they can't reach Satyugi stage. But they have to try to be soul conscious and remember Baba pay attention to themselves, that old sanskars don't emerge. So they can't come in the beginning of golden age.
Okay. If it's the second birth Brahmin, if they're second birth Brahmin, so they can come. Second birth Brahmin,
they will come. Depends.
Yes. Depends on their effort.
Their efforts and what they have achieved in first
birth. Yeah, previous birth. Yeah. Okay. Didi, why is there a gap between what we know and what we practice? Many are able to know the points or remember the points, but not able to put it into practice. What is the reason for this gap? How to bridge the gap?
The reason for not able to put the knowledge in practice is weakness of the soul.
Okay.
Either they are lacking determination, or they are careless, lazy,
mm-hmm.
or there is opposition from family. To bridge this gap, one need to have pakka faith, determination, and detachment from laukik family.
And also maybe that, Didi, there would be lack of realization also.
Lack of faith.
Faith, okay. Because if I don't know that, okay, I can give a long talk on ego, how to get rid of a ego and how to be humble, but if I don't realize that I have ego, so then I won't be able to get rid of that. Right? So realization also is more important?
Yeah, definitely. Unless soul is realized, soul will not transfer.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. The faith and also realization would can bridge the gap between knowing and doing. Didi, to have a very good dharana, what are the main things needed to pay attention to? What is the attention that we have to pay?
To have very good dharana, first we have to maintain soul consciousness all the time. Then we need powerful yoga. We need checking that old sanskars don't emerge. And aim should be pakka. Because if there is no clear aim, one will not make effort.
Knowledge, yoga, checking and aim. All these four things will lead to good dharana. The process of checking oneself is important to have good dharana. As you said, checking is very important to have good dharana. But very often, our self-checking may not be accurate. How to have accurate checking, even we may say we are checking ourselves honestly. Sometimes we say, I'm checking, but we're not able to see ourselves properly.
Checking honestly and verify with seniors. Because many Brahmins, when Dadis were there, they would go and say, Dadi, what do you think I should pay attention? So, our seniors to give you your report. And if anyone comments or criticizes or defames you, you have to either check honestly yourself or get feedback from someone whom you trust, so that you know whether you are right or the other person is right. So once you know that other person is right, naturally our aim is to be perfect. So we should be able to help.
Okay. Could Didi give the connection between yoga and dharana and also seva and dharana?
Yoga is very essential to change ourselves from Shudra to Brahman to deity. Without yoga, dharana is not possible, because we have to be Master Almighty Authority to conquer our vices and defects. Dharana helps seva because it attracts and impresses other people. Otherwise they say, this one is also like other lecturer who is just giving lecture without being an example. So we have to be example.
And also, Didi, in the field of service, we will come to know about our own dharana also. When we confront with the situation or interacting with the people, if the situation comes, there will be triggers. So we will come to know about our own sanskars. So it's easy for us to check on the field of service. Didi, in the subject of dharana, what is the percentage of marks we should claim? Is there a minimum percentage of marks we should claim for dharana?
What do you think? I think we should claim minimum 50%.
Minimum 50%. Even in the college, like, it's minimum is 35 marks in passing marks.
Ours is higher study.
So minimum 50%.
Yeah, maximum 100%.
Okay. So how can we know, like, my percentage, whether it's like 35 or 50 or 80? How can we know about our own percentage? Like,
Baba says you have to be your own teacher and give yourself marks.
Okay. I can give myself 100 also. I can give myself 100 also. But the consciousness wouldn't allow. Yes. Didi, the moment we find that certain virtue or power is lacking, what should we do in order to work on to imbibe that virtue or power? For example, someone lacks the power, lack patience or tolerance. What steps to be taken to imbibe that particular virtue or power?
When we realize that certain virtue is lacking, we should focus on that power. So, from Amrit Vela, I should have aim that I have to today which virtue or power I have to focus. So if somebody is not tolerant, one has to focus on power of tolerance and remind whole day, I am a tolerant soul. I am a peaceful soul. Because if somebody is intolerant, will get angry easily. So by telling myself, I am tolerant soul, I am peaceful soul, we can become that. Or if somebody is not patient, then naturally one has to focus on patience. Because by churning on how impatience bring me loss, I have to be. So determination and reminding that my original sanskars are tolerance, patience, peace, happiness, etc.
Didi, often we say deities are all virtuous. We have 36 divine virtues in the study. How can we imbibe all 36 virtues? Because time is very less.
We should not be negative.
Okay.
This person is negative. Saying, how can I do it? Time is short, time is short. No. Whatever
time. People are time conscious. We are time conscious. Time is less. Time
whatever is less. Time I have to use my each second in imbibing whatever I'm missing. So have faith in Baba and yourself and tell yourself, I will imbibe with Baba's help. So my courage and determination will help. I may not get 100% marks, but at least 60-70% marks.
Yes. Your attention is very much important. Didi, now we will take online questions. And if you have any questions, please come up to the mic so then I can take your questions. Okay, the mic is here if you have any questions to ask. Okay. Didi, Gyani Yogi Mahadani Sabhi Banne Hai Lekin Akhand. Today in Baba said that we all have become knowledgeable, yogi, great donors, but some remained unbroken, intact. So what did Baba mean by this?
Unbroken?
Means in Hindi it's like, Gyani, yogi, mahadani, sabhi bane hai, lekin akhand.
Achcha.
Akhand koi koi hai, bane hai. So what would Baba mean by this?
Because not everybody is constant dadi donor. They are maybe spending time in different things. Personal things or gossiping or doing some useless things. So not everybody is all the time, because Baba says unbroken donor, very few. Because Not everybody has that mercy and determination to be constant server, donor.
Is complete surrender to Baba alone and not having Manmat or Parmat, only following Srimat, is it the only option how to make quick, sure progress?
Quick,
sure progress.
Yeah. Complete surrender, following Srimat will help us.
How to practice to do dharana? I don't know. Okay, Didi, okay, you want to ask some question? Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to ask Didi quite a sort of personal of her personal experience, because we know that she's very detached. We have that experience from her. And in Baba's Muli this morning, it said, be detached and loved by God. Only when you are detached from waves of sorrow will you be loved by God. To the extent that you are detached, you will accordingly be loved. So firstly, the first question is, what were the steps that Didi took towards being detached, so detached? And what was, how did she experience God's love?
Can we take one at a time? So I'll have to repeat that to her now. You want me to repeat?
How to be detached.
How to be detached? Because Baba today spoke about
being detached and loving.
Yes. The more detached we are, we'll be loved by Baba.
But specifically, Didi's approach to it. How she managed to reach that stage of detachment.
I was lucky. I didn't have to make any effort. I was not attached at all to Alaukik.
You had to make effort to get attached. But attachment was easy.
So I didn't have to make any effort. Right from childhood, I was just focusing on study. And I used to help my mother with mundane tasks. So I was not attached to my mother or brothers or sisters or anyone. When I came to Gyan, I said, I want to serve Baba now. Not just a physical, social service of being a doctor. So I left home. And luckily, my parents were also detached and loving. My mother cried when my other sisters got married and went away to in-laws. But when I left for center, she didn't cry. So, even with Gyani life, no, my first sustainer was Nirmal Shampa Babi. And when she was leaving for Calcutta from Mumbai, everybody was thinking that I will be affected. But I was not affected.
You didn't cry? You didn't cry? Okay.
Not at all affected also, mentally.
Okay.
So Baba gave me title, Nashto Moha, completely detached.
Right.
Om Shanti. When dadis came to Gyan, usually they came with their mother.
Not all, Madhidi. Not everyone.
Yeah. But they established all relationship with Vama. Even though they didn't have lokics in Gyan, they established all relationship with Baba. And they got so much love and sustenance from Mama and Baba for 14 years. So naturally, for them, it was easy to be detached. And we could see that they had a alaukik relationship. Like Dadi Gulzar and Dadi All-Rounder stayed in the same house in Delhi. But there was a alaukik relationship, though All-Rounder Dadi was mother. Because Dadi Gulzar was in charge, she respected Dadi Gulzar as senior. Dadi Prakash Mani's mother, aunties were in Gyan. So many relations were there, but they maintained a logic relationship of sisters.
The other day, Didi, was having a chit-chat with Neelu Behen, and Lokik sister of Gulzar Dadi was visiting Dadi. And they asked Dadi, Dadi, who is she? Who is she? So Dadi kept quiet, was just smiling. Then they insisted, Dadi, who is she? Do you recognize her? Dadi said, All-Rounder Dadi's daughter. She said... She never said, my locking sister. She said, All-Rounder Dadi's daughter. So she was so detached in that way.
Right? So the second part of the question is, how did that open that pathway to experiencing Baba's love, and what was the experience of that love? Didi's experience of Baba's love.
Very divine spiritual love, and I could feel that fatherly love, because he used to take us in his lap and share love. So we used to hug him. When we come first, we go in lap. When we leave, we take also. He would hug and give us Gosun, Kamsun, Toli. And he would talk to us, ask us, how we are, how is everything, etc. So we used to share everything. And as a teacher, he was very punctual. As a guru, he was ready to guide anytime. And Baba, Mama, both were very approachable. So, even though my Lokik parents, especially my father, had special love for me because I was good student, medical student, etc. So, but I used to take advice from Brahma Baba. We Because once I realize that this is spiritual path, I am going to move on. I used to go to Brahma Baba and check whether I should do this or that.
Didi, in today's Murli, Baba said, women never become widows in golden age. Kindly explain why, how.
Means wife will die before husband, not die. Husband will not die before wife.
Before wife, okay.
So there she will not become widow, she will not have to cry. Because at the moment, Indian women are very dependent on husband, at least in Baba's days. Nowadays, they are earning, so financially at least they are, some of them are independent. But in those days, financially, they were completely dependent on husband. And also, morally, lawfully, they were dependent. So they used to cry a lot.
In golden age, Didi, most probably they will like leave the body together almost one or two days around, like immediately one after the other. Because here also we see that if they have that deep relationship, they live like around very soon. Didi, please share 5 sanskars of a deity. How to become embodiment of that?
5 sanskars. There are 32 virtues. But Dadis used to give 5 things, no?
Sarvagun Sampan, Solakala Sampurna, Sampurna
Nirvikar. No. Peace, patience.
Oh, okay.
Peace, patience, tolerance, sweetness, love.
Yeah, we can go on and on. Not only 5, I think. Do you have any questions? If you want, please come.
Didi, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Didi, you all had a very good support system from Baba. All the love. And they were able to have a very good, chit-chat, asking. But today's Brahmins, including myself, we don't have that great system. Of course, we get a lot of sustenance in terms of classes and tolis. But the intimacy that you had with Baba and Mama, how do we bridge that gap so that we also receive likewise? What do you advise on that front?
You had to be avyakt to get avyakt sustenance from avyakt Bhavdada.
So more
now
work.
It's avyakt sustenance.
So more work on your side rather than on our side. Okay. Brahmin who left Yajna, if they repent and come back, will Baba accept them?
Of course. Baba has always open arms. Whoever comes, Baba accepts them. I know Sakar Baba also. There were murderers, thieves, who came to Gyan, Baba knew, and still he loved and accepted.
Didi, for those who could not come to Madhuban this season, will there be chance next season? 2023-24.
I think there will be. Still we haven't become karmatit. Once we become karmatit, then we will go home.
Yeah, as the drama unfolds, then we will come to know what will happen in the future. I think we have done with the questions. If you have any questions, like online questions are done, like over. Like, if you want to ask anything, please come up in the more in the front. On.
Om Shanti Didi. Same as like a karmatit one, I just want to ask about yesterday's Murli. You said yesterday, as you progress, you will understand when it is the end, because by that time you will have reached your karmatit state. That means we had to reach our karmatit state to get to know when it's coming to end. Until and unless we would not have that touching or that.
Yeah, to catch Baba's inspiration, we need to have very clean and clear intellect. So we have to reach that
stage. That necessary that we have to reach our karmatit. Because normally Baba says, like, you know, wherever you are, so at the end you will get touching that, you know, you should leave or the last moment. Thank you.
Okay, then. Maybe one question has come. What are the subtle signs of the vice of lust?
Subtle sign. Subtle signs are familiarity, love for name and form.
Oh, that's also lust. Okay.
Naam rup kapya.
But name and form also. Like, if I want fame, that's also lust. Like,
no, that's greed.
Greed, okay.
Attraction, being impressed.
Influenced. Being influenced.
Influenced, it's not lust. So, those are.
Okay. Okay, Didi, that's it, I think. We finished all the questions.
Okay, so we can have meditation. As it is, you are going to do meditation until?
One more hour we have bhakti. We have, so Sister Susan will be conducting some activity.
So I'll stay until 11 o'clock.
Now we will have powerful yoga and we all will take drishti from Didi. And thanks everyone and all the brothers and sisters who have joined online. Thanks a lot for being here with us. Om Shanti.
कान आपकी बाबा जन्मों के गम हर लेती है जैसे सूरज की आके किरण जैसे सूरज की आके किरण अंधियार दूर कर देती है मुस्कान आपकी बाबा जन्मों के गम हर लेती है मुस्कान आपकी बाबा
Mushkan.